Lawmakers unveil a state budget, and Oklahoma's Medicaid fraud unit concludes investigations into health care providers across 10 counties. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Thursday, April 2nd. I'm Nick Daniels. Oklahoma lawmakers have reached a final state budget agreement this week, and as Lionel Ramos reports, they've traded the normally drawn-out process for a quick resolution that meets Governor Kevin Stitt's top priorities.
Among Governor Kevin Stitt's top budget items is what he's dubbed the Taxpayers Endowment Trust Fund, a $200 million investment account meant to help grow the state savings in the long term and protect the state from lost revenues caused by tax cuts.
We think it's really important that we protect this savings account and we invest it for future Oklahomans. And the legislature has agreed to provide dedicated funding sources, so that account will grow to over $1 billion within the next decade.
The fund is among the largest expenditures proposed by lawmakers, next to a $250 million appropriation to maintain Medicaid services statewide. Republican leaders rushed the $12.8 billion budget plan to end the legislative session early, which Democratic critics say was to allow half the legislature to focus on their reelection campaigns instead of addressing public needs. I'm Lionel Ramos.
And for more details on Oklahoma's budget for the 2027 fiscal year, visit KGOU.org. State Attorney General Gintner Drummond's Medicaid Fraud Control Unit has concluded investigations in 10 counties covering instances of fraud and abuse by healthcare providers. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has details.
The investigation, known as Operation Sooner Shield, resulted in 10 arrests, 2 surrenders, 10 criminal cases, and 1 civil action. It includes charges of Medicaid fraud, exploitation of elderly persons or disabled adults, and identity theft, among others. For example, the investigation resulted in a civil action against the Neuropathy Treatment Clinic of Oklahoma, LLC, and its manager, James Warren Lynn Jr. A lawsuit accuses the defendants of engaging in a fraudulent scheme to bill Oklahoma Medicaid for services that were not rendered and medically necessary. It's seeking a judgment in excess of $75,000. Drummond says the operation demonstrates the commitment of his office toward protecting vulnerable Oklahomans and combating fraud. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
A group of Oklahomans is looking to join a lawsuit over what would be the nation's first publicly funded religious school. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports on a new development in the suit originally filed by a proposed Jewish charter school.
The National Ben Gamla Jewish Charter School Foundation brought the suit last week against Oklahoma Attorney General Gintner Drummond and the statewide charter school board. The suit was filed after the board denied the proposed Ben Gamla Jewish Charter School's application twice, citing a previous court ruling against a proposed Catholic charter school. Wednesday, a group of families, teachers, and clergy filed a motion to intervene in the suit as defendants. According to the motion, the proposed interveners argue they have the right, as taxpayers, to challenge the unlawful or unconstitutional expenditure of state funds. They also argue that a ruling in favor of the charter school could divert limited funds away from their secular schools to a religious school with discriminatory practices. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The Oklahoma Opioid Abatement Board is approving the first round of funding requests from colleges and universities. Sierra Pfeiffer has more.
Oklahoma has won hundreds of millions of dollars in settlements with opioid manufacturers. Last year, a law expanded the ways that the settlement money can be spent, adding colleges and universities to the list for grants. The Attorney General's office received applications from 13 schools, 10 of which they accepted. The remaining 3 didn't meet state requirements, but Deputy General Counsel Tracy Ballard says they can apply again.
Our goal is for every no from this board to be considered a not a no, but a not now, as an invitation to apply in another round with supports.
The board began awarding grants in 2024 and will continue to dole out money for years to come. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.